The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And today I wanted to, maybe before I just jump right in, I'll just say a really warm welcome again to everybody who's here, Linda, Steve, Claire, Marianne, Abraham, Alana, Neil, Kathleen, Rich, Marie, Christine, Kim, Vicky, Peter, Gita, Zili, Joyce, RD, Phil, Trudy, Glenn, and Michael, and Kat just joined us. So thank you. Thank you for being here and practicing together. It's really wonderful to see you all. It's really such a great thing and to practice together. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about this idea that love is a process of deepening the truths that we can say. And we either say them to ourselves or maybe we say them to others. So love as this idea of deepening the truths we share. And so we're not, of course, saying that we start with lies and then start telling the truth, but the deepening truth. So getting in touch with what is it that's really deep inside? What are some of these truths? And maybe the kind of love is this movement towards more and more tender truths, this movement towards some of these maybe experiences that don't, maybe aren't clear or maybe aren't, don't have words that are neat and tidy around them. Maybe they are also, it's such a combination of this. So it includes like the truth of our difficulties, whether it's, you know, difficulties we had in the past or difficulties we had with ourselves, difficulties we're having right now, and even though we're like maybe trying to put up a good front or something, you know, kind of this process of deeper truths is maybe saying, you know, actually, I do have some of this suffering over here and I don't dwell on it perhaps, or maybe I do dwell on it, but I don't share it with others. And also, maybe it's love is this process of deepening the truths is also a recognition that all of us have areas in which we're more skillful than other areas, let's say. And to allow that part of ourselves that maybe isn't the most helpful, that part of ourselves that is maybe, you know, it made sense many years ago when we started that habit of reacting to certain types of things. Maybe it made sense then, but no longer makes sense now, but we find ourselves still doing it anyway. I'm just thinking about like maybe the habit of getting angry when somebody that we care about has to leave or go, or whether it's literally or figuratively, and sometimes to kind of like help with that separation, there's often a little flare of anger that shows up as part of a way to facilitate the letting go process. But, you know, that's not so helpful to be consistently introducing some little anger in there. So love is a way, maybe, if sharing these deeper truths, another way we could say it is about trusting or no longer compartmentalizing things that like, okay, this I can share and this I can't share, or this fear that, okay, love means that I can only show up this particular way and have to hide these other aspects. Or maybe love also means part of a more and more of a sense of wholeness, like all aspects of our experience coming together. And maybe things that are a little bit deeper or more inner coming up to the, rising up to the top, so that there's less different levels or different sections or, you know, things. But maybe love is more of some of the barriers that might be between different parts of ourselves, or I'll just use that expression, between different parts of ourselves, some of those barriers getting more and more porous or permeable, and some maybe even disappearing or sometimes lowering. There's so many different ways that we might think about this. Love as this way of sharing or saying deeper and deeper truths. And then maybe I'll add on to this. Many of you know that mindfulness practice and meditation practice in general, right, Buddhist meditation practice, is about finding more and more freedom. It's about, you know, finding greater peace and ease and all the way to awakening. And an integral part of that is to be able to see things as they are, not how we wish they were, or, you know, to not kind of be always wearing rose-colored glasses or be wearing whatever the opposite of rose-colored is, gray-colored or something. So in this way, love, we could say love is about having deeper truths, but we could also say just Buddhist practice in general and mindfulness practice in particular is also about just seeing these deeper truths. These deeper truths and holding them with care and sharing them with ourselves and maybe sharing them with others is the way to greater freedom, the way to greater ease, the way to greater happiness. Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's do some cultivation, because maybe the one thing that occurs to me that I'll put in here also is that I'm saying that, you know, love leads to sharing deeper truths, but it also works the other way, right? That deeper truths that we share with other builds a bridge, builds a bond. And, you know, often if you like share difficulties with somebody, then you have some adhesion somehow, some glue, something that kind of bonds you together. So it's just something to think about, that there's different levers, quote unquote, that we can pull here, getting to know these deeper truths, sharing the deeper truths, cultivating love. All three of these different ways are different ways in that can really support this movement towards greater freedom or greater ease, greater love. And so now we'll cultivate greater love as one of the levers that we can pull, buttons we can push, knobs we can dial, ways that we can adjust. We don't have to accept the factory settings on our heart. We can adjust them. Okay, so maybe in a kind-hearted, warm way, just checking in with the experience of the body. With the experience of sitting here. Feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Feeling the feet on the ground. And in a really warm-hearted, gentle, relaxed, kind manner, you can check in with different parts of the body. I like to start at the top of the body. So maybe the head. Feeling any tension or whatever's to be felt in the head. Be around the eyes. Around the jaw, bringing the awareness to the neck. And the shoulders. Notice if the shoulders are up a little bit near the ears. Can there be a softening, relaxing of the shoulders? The upper back and lower back. If you're sitting in a chair, there might be pressure there. The chest. The belly. Allowing there to be some softness, some relaxation, some gentleness in some kind of way. Again, feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. The upper legs. The lower legs. The feet. The arms. And the hands. And maybe just notice if there are some areas that could use a little extra attention, a little extra kindness. A little extra warmth. Not that we have to make all the tensions go away or make all the discomfort go away. Just acknowledging what our experience is with some warmth, with some care. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy and complicated to have warmth or care, respect, kindness, benevolence. Bringing this person to mind, or maybe they're not a person. Kitten, puppies, babies. Allow yourself to feel the connection you have with this being. My might be subtle. It might be clear. It might be vague. And then to cultivate this warm-heartedness can be helpful to repeat the phrases while having them in mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can be helpful to use any physical sensations, experiences that we're having that can be supportive. Maybe a feeling of warmth or softness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness for ourselves, our life will unfold differently if we have more and more warmth and appreciation for ourselves. Please don't underestimate how powerful this practice can be. So can we include ourselves in some of this warmth, kindness, benevolence, goodwill, friendliness? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Maybe we don't have to touch into deeper truths. Maybe it's just the movement the willingness to be open to deeper truths. Holding ourselves with care, with warmth. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Some people find it helpful to have an image of themselves when they're young. And to start there, loving kindness for this younger version of yourself. And then to extend our loving kindness for a neutral person, somebody we don't know, somebody we don't have a relationship with. Maybe somebody on this Zoom call. Maybe a neighbor that you see but don't know. Bringing that individual to mind as best you can. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Think what a wonderful world it would be if people had loving kindness for people they didn't know. Think about how our society would be. Our neighborhoods would be. And then we can do some equanimity practice. Bring into mind somebody that you care about. Sometimes a little irksome, bothersome. We can say this phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of love is sharing deeper truths, process of knowing deeper truths, kind of this relationship between what's inner and deeper inside of us and love. It can be nice to explore some of these ideas with others. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms now. And when you can talk about this idea and or just talk about how that experience was of that meditation. So we'll start. Be three or four of you in a group, and let's have that. We'll go by the birth month, but backwards. Hopefully that's not too complicated. So if you're born in December, you go first. If you're born in January, you go last. And we'll take 12 minutes to do this. And it can be nice that to not say everything, every idea that you have about this topic, and have a long monologue, but and then go to the next person. Instead, just share one or two points, and then goes to the next person. They share one or two points. Everybody else is listening. Then go to the third person, share one or two points, and then goes to the, if there is a fourth person, and then it comes back around. So then people that might have something new to say, having heard others, and might be reminded of something different. Or so in this way, just share a little bit, not everything that you have to say. As each time it goes around. Okay, have fun. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Somebody have some comments or some things they'd like to say or share? And it doesn't have to be a deeper truth, even though you may all love us. You may love us all. We're not. Too, right? We're making room for all these different ways of showing up.
I thought that with that to deepen or that depth of love comes, I think, I don't know if it can be done without vulnerability, and then vulnerability can be also actually quite scary. And then with vulnerability comes discernment. So there's lots of little paths to walk on, I think, before I reached the word love. I think, I don't know.
I like that. Thank you very much. That word vulnerability and discernment. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Of course, we bring these along too. Yeah. Thank you, Marie Christine. That's very nice, very nice. Somebody else have a comment? Yes, Vicky.
One of the things we talked about was how when we really love someone, sometimes we might want to, for the sake of not harming that person, hide the truth or to protect that person. We brought up a couple of examples.
Yeah, this is a very
not worry that person.
Yeah, so maybe this gets to discernment again. Maybe this was the movement that was like to deeper truths, but maybe it's true that maybe we don't, I'm going to promote secrecy at all, because I don't think that's a way to have ease in relationships if there's that secrecy. But I like this word discernment. Yeah, maybe we don't need to share things that are would be harmful or unhelpful or unbeneficial and unkind or, all these types of things too. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Vicky. That's a very good point. Okay, well, if you're in California, it's 7 o'clock. If you're in any of these states on this side of this continent, it's 7 o'clock. If you're on the other side on the continent, or even if you're in Australia, it's another time. But,
In Boston, it's sleepy time.
Sleepy time. Yes, 10 o'clock. Yes, yes. So thank you for joining us all the way from Boston. And thank you from Sydney, Australia. Marie Christine, thank you. And wishing you all, wherever you are and whatever time it is, wishing you all a wonderful rest of your day, evening, life. And why don't we unmute ourselves and we can say goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, folks. See you all. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you so much.
I was just going to say, Trudy, we're offline now, right? I feel like I've known
you. You're not offline.
Okay.
I can stop.